It is highly probable that today, the 3rd of April, Good Friday of 2026, is the calendar anniversary, the coincidence of that first Good Friday, the day our Lord was crucified. The case for 3 April, AD 33, rests on the convergence of the gospel chronologies, Jewish calendrics, Roman prefecture dates, and astronomy. Our Lord died on a Friday at the Sabbath of Passover under Pontius Pilate, whose tenure ran from AD 26 to 36. Astronomical back calculations show that within that window, the most plausible Passover Fridays are the 7th of April, AD 30, and the 3rd of April, AD 33, with the 3rd of April fitting especially well because of a lunar eclipse visible from Jerusalem at moonrise on the 3rd of April, which confirms the blood moon language cited in the second chapter of Acts. In itself, this is not proof, but the argument is strong. The Roman station today is Santa Croce in Gerusalemme. We were here on the fourth Sunday of Lent, but today's visit is special because of the presence here of the relics of the Passion. When Helena went to the Holy Land to visit sites of the Passion and Death of the Lord, on the 2nd of May in 326, she found the cross, which had been buried. There is a moving fictional account of the finding of the cross in Evelyn Waugh's novel Helena. The relics of the cross and Passion that she brought back to Rome are kept at this church, built into the Caesarian palace that dated to the 2nd century. Pope Urban VIII broke a large piece of wood off of it and had part of it brought to the Vatican Basilica, where it is kept in a chapel above the heroic statue of St. Helena across from the main altar. At Santa Croce you find also nails of the crucifixion, thorns of Christ's thorny crown, the piece of the cross of the good thief, the finger of Thomas, and the titulus, or sign, that was hung above the Lord's head. This ancient wooden sign was rediscovered in 1492, tucked into a secret niche behind a brick in the Basilica's great triumphal arch. St. John Henry Newman wrote of this church, "This basilica is so called because St. Helena not only brought the true cross there, but earth from Mount Calvary, on which the chapel or the altar there is built. Thus, if there be a center of the church, we shall be there when we are on earth from Jerusalem in the midst of Rome." Let's hear from Cardinal Bacci. "Quite apart from the most fearful physical torments, such as the scourging, the crowning of thorns, and the crucifixion, Jesus willed to endure extreme moral sufferings, such as the betrayal of Judas, the desertion by his apostles in his hour of trial, and the denial by the head of the apostles himself. He willed to endure an even greater spiritual affliction than these, which was so mysterious as to be almost beyond understanding. This was his abandonment by his heavenly Father. 'My God,' he cried out in his last agony, 'why hast thou forsaken me?' His human heart elected to experience at that moment the removal of the inmost consolations and joys which flowed from his continual union with his heavenly Father. He was both man and God. His human nature was hypostatically united to the Word, and in this way even his human nature participated in his infinite happiness. As man, however, he chose to be deprived of this happiness. Being burdened with all our sins, he wished to endure not only the most frightful sufferings, but even abandonment by his heavenly Father. We shall be able to understand this if we have ever experienced moral affliction, which can be so much worse than physical pain. On these occasions, we should console ourselves with the reflection that Jesus has walked this way of sorrows before us. Then, we shall remain united in these trials to him, who is the only source of comfort and resignation.